This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Etiquette experts are a little mixed on this, but you could ask everybody to just throw in cash, $5, $10. Ooh. That really adds up. And while we are on the topic of something that could be controversial, perhaps forego the turkey. Bear with me. Ooh. I know that is the staple of the Thanksgiving meal. However, some people think turkey is overrated, and so it tends to be the most expensive thing on the table. Maybe you do an Italian feast instead. And I will say this. If you tell everyone you're having a Thanksgiving without turkey, some guests may drop off the list, and that's a way to cut costs, too.
Oh, forget that noise. We got our organic turkey, and it's already thawing out for tomorrow, and no, I'm not. This is not how you fight inflation, Super Don. Now, you know how you fight inflated turkeys is you don't buy hormone-infested, antibiotic-ratted-up turkeys. That's a way to fight inflation. But dude, really? Seriously?
You know, I saw that last night, and I was like, oh, we gotta cover this tomorrow. So literally on NBC, they're saying the way you fight inflation is when you invite all of your friends and your loved ones over Thanksgiving, you charge them a cover charge at the door to get into your house.
Dude, I didn't think.
And then surprise them. I'm sorry, guys, no turkey this year. We're going to have
pasta.
Thanksgiving bass.
How about some ramen? Thanksgiving ramen. So save some money with some ramen. Hey, how about, I like that. Make Thanksgiving a profit center. For those of you hosting it, charge your guests to beat inflation. You know what's interesting about this, Super Don, among many things? I just looked at the price of the turkey pound per pound, three something a pound. Mm-hmm. We've paid triple that before in previous years. So I don't understand the turkey inflation didn't happen on the organic turkey this year.
Well, I don't think they were talking about specifically turkey inflation. They were talking about inflation because the prices of everything has gone up. But isn't it weird? It's like earlier in the week we were covering a story where one of the guys in the Biden administration was saying the way we're going to beat inflation is to get all the 5 to 11-year-olds injected with the vaccine.
Yeah.
It was like, what are you talking about?
How?
Now they're saying charge people to come to Thanksgiving and don't serve turkey.
Right.
What is wrong with people?
Well, you know what? To find out what's wrong with people, we're going to ask a guy who's been observing people for a long time, our good buddy. Known as Op-Ed for the longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Ed Saul. He's here, and he's got a new venture.
Hey,
Ed, it's so good to see you.
Yay. Hey, Rob.
Your audio levels are very low. Tell your studio to boost your mic levels for us, if you don't mind. I want to make sure we can hear every word you got. But it's so look at how good he looks, Ed. It's ridiculous. I can't do that.
Well, Rob, I think that... The background and I think even the table I have, all of this is a blessing. And it's a blessing that I didn't have to ask Dr. Fauci for. It's a blessing that I didn't have to wait for Nancy Pelosi or even the rhinos in Congress to bless and give me so that I can, I guess, charge a surcharge maybe to come hang out at the table with
you. Right? That's the greatest idea ever is charge people to come here. Your family, God, really? This is the craziness we've been dealing with for years, and of course it's gotten more absurd and in your face. Again, Ed, it's so great to have you back on board here. I'm going to give a little backstory here with Super Don, because you remember, Super D, had we already gone 6 days a week? I mean, how many years ago when we connected
We were talking about this right before we went to air, and we can't remember. Maybe Ed remembers how long ago it was when you were working with us.
2014 and 2015, okay. I believe.
Dude,
because it was on the back end of, about 2000.
6 years, right? 7 years?
6, 7 years, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I remember, this is how I remember it, Ed. I was doing a lecture in the Orlando metro area at an independent health food store, right? And I think I might have even done a broadcast at that event or right before it. And you were there, and we started talking about stuff, and I don't know how it evolved. It's like, hey, come on, help us out. And you're like, yeah, this is great.
Well, I think that I'd begun my journey down the route of looking at how to take care of myself, how to take care of my wife. I was dealing with autoimmune disorder, and it led me to that health food store, and really starting to listen to some of these voices which were screaming from the wilderness. I think that your show and many of those guests that you've had on for years have now become the primary care providers for America. The information I learned initially from you, especially about silver, simple ways to maybe detox my body from all the vaccinations, the military stuff down my about my arm, down my throat, in my leg, wherever they wanted to stick a needle, the government did so. But you led me down a route to detox and really to gain knowledge. I think through your tutelage, I was started along the route of alternative media. And though I hate that term, we are the mainstream media.
We are
the media.
Exactly.
You started me on that route, and here I am sitting in a blue suit.
Dude, and again, super honor. You just remember, we were like, I was scrambling for help. You were scrambling for help. And we know, people know that are with us for many years, how much you do in particular. I just show up and open the mic. That's all I do. But super Don, really, it's like we needed help with notes, different things. And then, Ed, you're out of the Army.
Uploading,
I don't know.
Video, doing the podcast editing and all right. that stuff. I mean, it was huge. And then of course, when Ed went in a different direction to do his thing, then we got Captain Morgan.
Yes, his lovely wife, Captain Morgan.
His wife,
right?
That's right.
Morgan.
Kept it in the family.
Yes, exactly. It was an amazing journey. That's why I say it's part of the family history of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You guys, you and your wife have played a vital role in transitioning through and then abandoning us as you did, and your wife just going, get out of here. We're not going to. No, you guys are.
Ooh.
No, absolutely not. And just to watch you, I would call it almost a meteoric rise with, you were with True News for a number of years, became an on-air personality, and people have now followed you on to your new venture with Crosstalk, which we're going to talk about as well this hour, among other news stories. But it's just such a cool evolution to be, I'm just grateful we could be a part of it.
Well, you're not just part of it, you're the OGs of it. You are the OGs of alternative media. And again, we got to come up with a better word. I think, maybe trustworthy media, maybe truth-telling media. What you were doing at the start of your show, Rob, was countercultural. It was its own rebellion. It was a revolution for truth. And because you took that step, you planted that seed in my brain. Mm. Okay, you planted that seed, allowed me to grow. And I think I'm probably the third wave of these new media kind of personalities and journalists. But, Rob, it's because of the steps in faith that you took at the beginning of your show that I'm able to do what I'm doing right now. And honestly, Rob, it's the family metaphor is huge because that's exactly what you were. And you still are. Hey, Donna is too. I always joke with Donna. I know someone who has enough people in his direct family to have a football team. Have you started a football team?
All the grandkids and everybody.
Yeah.
No matter what Fauci or these other priests of the New World Order say, we're going to remain a family. We're going to invite each other into meals. Mm. And don't worry, there's no surcharge. No surcharge
here
at this table. Okay.
Yeah, and Ed, you know, set this up like a healing ministry for and non-denomination. Everybody's welcome because God called me to do this healing because I had to, prayed so hard to help my health get better. And then turned it into something that I felt like even before its time was very important and I couldn't not do. Sorry for the double negative, honey. I talk to my wife now. But I had to do it. And it's like breathing. And now we're the ancient ones, Super Don. We're the ancient ones still standing doing all this thing. And by the way, Ed, it's just like I like to brag about myself because I never get to do it. Now that I'm going to the workout gym where we do the boxing and kickboxing now, and I'm like, I feel good about my progress because the 20-somethings and 30-somethings are trying to keep up with me. So, not getting cocky.
Did you find a way now finally to discipline, I guess, your son and his friends?
You have to stay. Well, first of all, remember back in the South Florida days, it was my wife who was kickboxing before she had that trigeminal neuralgia injury from dental thing. And she's like, she suggested I take up boxing. And I was like, that's a pretty good idea because you can pretty much kick my butt. So that's how it all started. But, you know, it's continued. You know, we've gotten better and better and stronger and stronger. And it's, you know, my life has been about reversing. I don't think of it as anti-aging because I'm not against aging. But the idea of, you know, having chronic illnesses as a child through my young adult years, and then as I joke in some of my lectures, I got my old age diseases out of the way first. I did it in reverse. But finding a way to live to help others, to impact on them, that there's a different way that they can go about taking care of what I perceive to be the temple, the gift of life, this body that we're given while we're here. And, you know, that message still resonates. And as we've done this for so many years, Ed, if we were wrong about a lot of stuff, we wouldn't still be here. I think we've been more right than wrong, perhaps almost all right, but I'm humble enough to say occasionally I get it wrong and Super Don corrects me.
Well, the troubling part is how right you've been. Again, the journey with us began in the discussion of autism. You know, the neurological disorders and other things that came out of this thing like the flu shot or the series of shots given to children. But we're not discussing that anymore. Even back then, we were saying that the direction this could go is, a shot or some kind of miracle jab that would be given to the entire population, maybe forced. But look what we're facing right now. Rob, 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, could you have foreseen that almost 400,000 soldiers would be leaving the military, not just because they're turning down an experimental therapeutic that they're now calling a vaccine, but because of ideological, disagreements with the current government? I mean, we've seen a purge, I think, of constitutionally minded patriots and those who wanted to serve their country. But the weirdest part about this is that life is carrying on. And you and I have lived through quite a bit of turmoil, I think, in this country for the last 6 years, some good, some bad. But what we're seeing today is going into Christmas, where it's not just the question of how much the turkey is going to cost, but we have to start to wonder how much our soul is going to cost when we're being asked to sell it for the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Yeah, and a false teaching, if there ever was one, in terms of its mystical representation of being the only way to address so-called healthcare issues. As we point out, the original word pharmakia is sorcery. And in the era of, the Flexner Report of 1910, which we've covered over the years and wrote about it with Ty Bollinger in Unlock the Power to Heal, where they completely altered allopathic medical education to exclude every other form of natural medicine, things that are written about, yes, in the Bible, herbs, plants, all of the gifts of creation to help us heal, and abandon that, in fact, denigrate it, make it criminal while poisoning people.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Was the only way to go. Petrochemical patented medicines. And there are so many people, and I would say even people that would proclaim to be very religious, spiritual, Christian, whatever, that have, you know, they abandoned certain principles to adopt a medical view, right? They turn their bodies over, their kids' bodies over, to these false prophets or priests in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And for me, that's always been problematic. Once I woke up and realized how much they harmed me, not that they shouldn't exist in certain areas or parameters where they have genuine expertise in emergency trauma, triage scenarios, warfare type medicine. You were in the army, you know, putting people together again when they're going to die. That's their sweet spot. That's where they're good. But when they apply that same principle of warfare mentality to everything, then they're declaring war on us and our bodies and creation itself.
Well, Rob, you mentioned the pharmakia and the sorcery and the priests of this new group that's really been around for quite some time, especially when we reference the Flexner Report. The drug I think they really peddle is fear and misinformation. Yeah. And they're doing this gaslighting right now in society where they're trying to tell us, the truth tellers, you're the gaslighters, you're the liars, you're the ones destroying society. No, they're literally just accusing us for what they're doing. Because I think the most poisonous thing any of us could have in our lives is a constant fear. It affects our judgment, it affects our decision-making. And look at the story you brought at the beginning of this segment about the children. How did we get to the point now where we are going to literally use our children as test dummies for Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and any other pharmaceutical company wants to jump in there and be able to come up with a solution or a salvation call for against the pandemic. But you think about this. What they're really peddling is fear. That's how they're convincing parents. That's how they're convincing the elderly, the immunocompromised, those who are sick. It's through fear, the deadliest drug on earth.
Yeah, you're right. And fear, of course, I've argued, distances us from our Creator. Challenges us to take us away from that which dissolves all fear, because of, you know, the presence of God, the presence of Spirit that flows through us and recognizes we are not in any danger unless we abandon the Spirit in this case. And look at this. Let's see. Let's see what the doctors are saying. There's a story here I've got linked up in the show notes. Let me see if I pull it up right. Oh, that's the Thanksgiving story. Here it is. That's crosstalk. We're going to come back to that in a moment. But it says here 30% of doctors say they don't want their own children in the 5 to 11 range to get the COVID shot. So I'm not saying that all doctors are, you know, bad and don't know it. I think that they are waking up to the things I've been trying to warn them about for a long time. As it comes closer and closer to home, either them or their now their children. And they're looking at this and going, no, I don't want my kids to be an experiment. Now, I wish they had woken up a lot sooner and a lot of other children would have been harmed or even killed by this. But look, I'll take it whenever they wake up. I'm not going to berate them over what they didn't know because, Ed, honestly, there were times before we met, I didn't know this stuff. And what am I going to do? Just constantly berate myself for not knowing what I didn't know? And I ask people, especially parents, to forgive themselves for what they didn't know if they subjected their children to vaccines and were harmed or even worse from them, to forgive themselves and allow for the forgiveness of God to come in, and then do everything you can to prevent this from happening in any other kids from this moment forward. And many super moms and dads have dedicated their lives because of what has happened to their own families.
Well, you hit it right on the head, though, Rob. This story, when I saw it in the show notes, maybe think of the stories you were covering years ago about doctors, especially, say, the high-income areas, high-education areas, let's say just in California, that they were the ones turning down vaccination. They were the ones avoiding the vaccine regime. They weren't doing it for the children, and there was no explanation for us. In this modern context, I think that many of those doctors, and in this sense, you developed this response that I think many of us are using now, which was to address it with grace, right? Because we could sit here and berate every single doctor who's administered, a vaccine, a shot, and someone's been injured for that or died, you know, in this sense. We could berate them. We could call them murderers. We could call them, people that are basically experimenting on human life, you know, enablers of genocide even. We could go that route. Or we could say to them, I wish you had listened. Please listen now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're both human beings. I love you as a brother in this world. Please, please don't repeat the mistake, right? Because that's how we beat them, right? If it was as simple as the pharmaceutical companies maybe going bankrupt and these other things, maybe that will still happen. But I think the way we're actually gaining ground, Robin, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this, is by individually changing the minds of doctors, changing the minds of academics, changing the minds, I think, of moms. Because guess what? The organic movement, when you were promoting, organic food and switching away from chemicals, especially in our, and not just our lives, and our byproducts we use as you know, deodorant, toothpaste, and other things, but just simply detoxing ourselves from the chemicals that are killing us.
Mm-hmm.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governments from around the world are responding to a new coronavirus variant called Omicron. Scientists are now scrambling to learn more about it. They say without more information, we won't know if current vaccines will be effective. Omicron has now been detected in Europe, but so far not in the United States. Beginning tomorrow, flights from 8 countries in South Africa will be banned.
The positive effect is to get us better prepared, to rev up on the vaccination, to be really ready for something that may not actually be a big deal, but we want to make sure that we're prepared for the worst, and that's what we should be doing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on NBC's Meet the Press. Health officials are working hard to track the spread of the Omicron variant. In Israel, controversial cell phone monitoring is being used to learn who has it. This is USA Radio News. The big abortion rights case from Mississippi will be argued in the Supreme Court.
Abortion will be front and center before the Supreme Court again, as the High Court will hear arguments on Monday that challenge the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. This case, known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, is a challenge to what pro-choice activists have called a blatantly unconstitutional abortion ban. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. The exceptions do include rape and incest. It's been referred to, though, as a direct attack on Roe v. Wade. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Talks to revive the Iran nuclear deal will begin in Vienna on Monday. This will be the seventh round of meetings between the United States, Iran, and European powers, as well as China. Iran and the U.S. say they want to restore it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When you were on this, it was maybe a $50 million industry a year. Organic food, and the crunchy movement, as I think many like to call it, it's like a $400-500 million industry.
Yo, I think it's in the billion.
It's the norm.
Yeah, it is.
I think a billion. We've taken over.
Yeah.
Take it over. Health is now a primary concern for many.
Mm-hmm.
And the respect to the grace, we are perfectly positioned to address this professionally and lovingly. And all we have to do is speak
and,
to our neighbors.
Oh, man, you're speaking my language, and I knew you would. That's why we love you. And Super Don, you know, we've talked about this too. It's one thing to have anger, which is a human emotion. So it's like, have I ever been angry on the air, Super Don? No.
Once or twice.
Once or twice, yeah. I mean, the thing is, there's righteous anger, too. But at the same point, if you want to change minds, hearts, etc., to come at it with anger is usually not going to succeed. And also, as I've said so many times, and I said it already today again, remember when you didn't know. And be compassionate for that you, because that's what we're having to see in other people that are just waking up through the brutality of now the COVID craziness, the mandatory gene therapy injections, and all of these things. And it takes what it takes. This is an annoying statement, just like when Superman, we joke about it. It is what it is. It takes what it takes. Everybody is different in terms of what it takes for them to wake up. You know, in my journey, having been chronically ill from almost the day I was born, till a young adult, late teens and early young adulthood, to say, you know what, I've had enough. I don't know what else to do, but there's got to be a better way to do this. And my suffering led me to ask God, please help me. And it wasn't a direct lightning bolt from the skies of healing. It was, here, I'm going to introduce you, at the time you're ready, to a doctor, teacher, healer. The true origin of the word physician, doctor, is healer and teacher. And then you're going to learn how to do it yourself and then teach others to do the same or better. And I'm like, I didn't know all of that consciously at the time. It became something that unfolded as I progressed. And then I started in radio in 99, and then Superdon, we connected as I got syndicated, and all of these stories. And I couldn't have written the script. And then Ed, you come into our life, and your wife, Morgan, and the things you're doing now to reach out to the world through, you know, the previous news network you were on, and now the brand spanking new adventure you're on, which is great. I'm going to bring that up right now for everybody to see and hear about. This is called Crosstalk News. And we see Ed there with a couple other people you'll have to introduce us to. But there's a Give, Send, Go campaign to help raise money to start and launch this. It's already started, and you've already had some amazing blessings coming your way. Yes. To get a studio that you're in right now. It's just like Superdon and I are shaking our heads and going, yep, that's the way it works when you open yourself up for the gifts of spirit and don't block it. This is it. So tell us about Crosstalk News, this next generation of Ed Zahl and friends.
So the two friends at the top are Todd Coconato, he's a pastor out of Nashville, and Lauren Witzke. She actually ran for Senate out of Delaware. I think she might have won her race, although in 2020 there was a lot of funny business with the election system. So she did not end up overcoming the senator in Delaware. But she has moved on to media, and she's going to be one of my co-hosts for that show. She's down here, actually, in Vero Beach, helping me set up this media company and launching the content we're launching. And Rob, our mission with Crosstalk News and the overarching company, which is Truth and Life Media, is to play that leadership role in raising up the next generation of truth tellers, the next generation of righteous fighters, those who will fight with truth, logic, and discernment, not with weapons, not going to be goaded into doing anything crazy or anything violent. What we're going to do is we're going to fight them in the spiritual places. We're going to fight them in the arena of facts. And the main show we're going to be launching to start out is Crosstalk News. We came up with this as a concept of a panel discussion. That's what the three of us are going to do. We're going to have interviews. We're going to have grace-based commentary. And we're not going to be screaming at you, but we're sure going to be informing you. Mm-hmm. And Rob, I tell you this. I could promise to you that we are going to carry on that legacy and that seed you planted in my head for generations to come. Maybe I'll get to pick up the next op-ed.
Yes, exactly. Keep paying it forward. And you know, it's funny as we watch your evolution and becoming, again, a personality, but not one that's focused on ego. I mean, I know you've always been about, I want to do the right thing. I want information to come out. I want it to land where it needs to land to help people and empower them, not disempower them. And you're not a fear monger. Yet, I acknowledge there are scary things on the planet. But as I said, and I know your message aligns with this, is that when we are connected to the spirit, the fear will dissipate because it comes back to what really connects us all and what really gives us life. And all the Faucis of the world and all their fear mongering can't succeed when we are reconnected, if you will, revived. And I think what we're doing in media is a big revival. And I invite everybody in because, again, we'll all be uplifted because of it.
Well, Rob, you got me on the route of reading extensively. I mean, our job requires massive research, and all those books you gave me at the beginning of my career in media, they helped me build that discipline. And there was an article I just read from C.S. Lewis, and I think it's applicable in this case. Do you know that C.S. Lewis wrote about the atomic age? And what he said was, for all the voices that are going to tell you that you need to be afraid, you need to be living under your desk, you need to be living in constant fear that you're going to get incinerated, guess what? There have been things in the past, hundreds of them, that can kill you and could kill you daily. But you can't let them control you. I was not aware of this article, but it was definitely in tune with this era, with the current fight we're facing. Because isn't it that the case now that many voices, and I'd say there are some people who are just now waking up to, they're sometimes the worst in this sense, that they're so awake, they've been inundated with so much information that they're not necessarily speaking love, empowerment. They're screaming, they're crying, they're doing everything in their power to warn people, but it comes off almost as like, yeah, it's in this case, fear-mongering. C.S. Lewis's response to the invention of the nuclear bomb was not fear. It was hope. And it was also to put it in frame for mankind. We've been finding ways to kill each other since Cain and Abel. Doesn't mean that murder is okay. Doesn't mean that murder can be ignored. At the same time, we can't let the fear of murder, or in this case, the fear of vaccines, the fear of medical tyranny, constitutional tyrannies, other things that we're facing in our current era, we can't let them control our lives, because it's you and me and Super Don and our families. It's the family of life that will overcome this fear.
Beautifully, beautifully said. I'm like, Super Don, I didn't know I would be like gut punched with love today with Ed, right?
And it's like, I can't hug you. I got to do it the other thing. You know, okay.
You know,
you know, 5-6 years of doing this, Ed, man, it shows you are like polished like chrome right now. It's awesome, man. I mean, it really is. It really is. I remember the conversations we had and stuff, and now you're just like blowing me away.
Yeah. It's just super exciting, y'all. And folks, cool. We need more folks in media, as you know, that are in it to, again, inform, educate, but ultimately, like I said, uplift. I think that's not asking too much. As you know, as Ed has just said, you know, most of the focus of the legacy media, mainstream media, is to frighten you into doing things. Oftentimes it's, to give up the power that is yours by virtue of your very creation. To convince you that you are a subject of some other secular authoritarianism, that if you don't do that, you're a bad person, right? And it's just bizarre, but that the themes that they throw out consistently are overwhelming so many people, yet maybe they've pushed too hard, too fast with this mRNA jab and the mandates that you see evidence of people rising up around the world. We played a clip yesterday, Ed, somebody put together, and Super Don brought it on, of a protest around the world, and I don't know, dozens of countries. And when is the last time we saw protests of that, like all peaceful protests, by the way, that were about the same thing in every country, about freedom, bodily autonomy, we shall not be forced into this, that kind of thing. I was like, wow, that's something I'm not familiar with in our lifetime, other than occasionally you'll see a protest here or there, but it's all about different things. This seemed to be different than before.
Well, Rob, I'll say that this put a line in the sand, a real red line, not many that our politicians tell us and often fold on. This is a real red line. Will you take the jab and submit to everything that comes with that, the autonomy of your body being just given over to a medical tyranny, or will you take a stand on this specific issue and stand with your brothers and sisters, even if you maybe believe in the shot? And I use this example, Rob, because here locally, I'm sure you've seen this in Utah, and you've probably heard many stories about it, but locally, we have this chain of hospitals called the Cleveland Clinic. Okay, this is based out of Ohio. It is the agent that operates the hospital in our county. It's where everyone goes. If you get a car accident or you have many different medical needs and other things, you go to the hospital for this. There is about 300 doctors and nurses who've been forced to make this decision, and they've made the decision actually to go with not submit. They will walk out on the job. They will not give in to any of the edicts given to them by bureaucrats, and to be honest with you, bureaucratic murderers. We've heard terrible stories locally about medical authorities who have basically made decisions based on money, not on love, and have pulled the plug on the elderly, on the sick, to save, let's say, because their insurance ran out, to save because they don't want to have to deal with their whining and crying. But locally, Rob, I wouldn't have necessarily been able to cover this before. These stories have fallen into my lap. I mean, I'm meeting these people now. I'm having dinners with them. I'm learning them. They're becoming part of our family. But those people, Rob, this nurse I met, she would have been completely opposed to us four or 5 years ago. She would have thought these things were conspiracy theories, whatever that ridiculous term Hillary Clinton invented next, right?
Yeah.
But she's not there anymore. She's been completely woken up because she was forced to make that decision, submit or be free.
Yeah.
And now she's with the free.
Yeah, we had Superdon. Who was it from American Frontline Nurses just the other day?
Nicole Sirotek.
Nicole Sirotek was on. And, you know, I pointed this out because it's still shocking. You know, most people expect that we'll only talk to people that are already in our holistic mindset and everything. And she comes on as a nurse, and she's fighting for other nurses and fighting for the freedom of people to choose, you know, their path and bodily autonomy. Yet she says, look, I believe in vaccination. My kids have been vaccinated. I even had a flu shot a couple of months ago. And I said to everybody, I said, please, just send love to this woman because she also stands with us. We don't have to agree on everything about vaccines. And I'm sure, as she pointed out, she is now questioning a lot of those things. But at the same time, are we going to be better than, and I don't mean in an ego sense, but better than in a, I'll say it, in a Christ-like fashion, of treating these people better than they would treat us because we disagree? Can we find a way to be compassionate and loving even in the midst of that? So this is the kind of thing, and you said it, Ed, they're coming our way. We're not abandoning our principles. They're recognizing they've been duped, and they're slowly but surely with the jackbooted thuggery of these mandates and the comply or else, right, scenario that's happening around the world in particular, but in certain areas of the United States it's even happening in Canada and elsewhere.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Scott Bell Show.
There are other ways to go instead of only the ways that have been programmed into their brains by those that want to control them. And, you know, that's a message that you don't often hear and see, because even people with alternative messages sort of want a little bit of control. I'm like, nope, not interested. I'm inspired by people who even challenge me on things. I'm like, I can learn some new stuff, too. And it's, you know, it's fascinating to me in my journey. And by the way, your picture froze up again, but not bad looking. If it was me, it'd be like a weird looking thing. Ed's just such a good looking guy. There's nothing you can do to ruin
that
image.
Sorry about that.
But we can hear you fine, so that's good. But, you know, what I'm saying here is that after, I don't know, decades of toiling in obscurity, you become an overnight sensation. And everybody's journey is different. But the reality is, where are the people? You know, where are they in terms of their fear? And I think the ratcheting up of fear to this level has caused so many to be squozing right out of the grip or the grasp of what we perceive to be, for lack of a better way to say it, the bad guys, the Faucis of the world.
Well, Rob, I think that we have a duty to stand in this time. Those who are awake, those that were blessed with the information and knowledge by the previous generation, honestly, that's how we learned, right? You and I didn't just wake up one day and realize what was happening in the world. It's due to the work that was done prior to the internet. I mean, it's almost a little bit of a cheat now, isn't it, Rob? That, like, you and I, we have to read still to learn many of the things about the Federal Reserve, many things about the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the warmongers of old.
Right.
We have to read to find out these things, but now it's a Google search away. But I think that we still have a place in this, because I think true knowledge comes from being able to teach others. There's one thing to memorize something, right? But to actually understand it enough to impart it to others and impart it in love and in wisdom, that's difficult.
Yeah.
But it's something that we're called to. We have to stand during this time. And I think in regard to much of what you've really spent your life telling others, teaching others, praying for others, helping to spread the joy and love of healing, I think when it comes to that, there's never been a greater time for it. The necessity for it is large, it's dire, and the people actually want to hear that message. I think many of them that are maybe still in the system, maybe they don't know what side of the fence they're going to fall on, Rob. They certainly know they need brothers and sisters locking arms with them while they're being faced with decisions which are going to change their lives, whether it be the shot, whether it be a parallel economy, whether it be a political system that doesn't appear to represent them anymore. They need brothers to lock arms with them, and we're happy to stand with them during this time.
Well, and they need mentors and mentorship. And so those of you who have gained wisdom over the years, whether it be from this show or other experiences you've had, be willing to give a handout to somebody, a young person in particular, that's trying, struggling to see things differently, that wants to learn, that is engaging. Engage with them and support them and mentor them in this case. And for those of you on the website at robertscottbell.com, you can take courses, and especially in body, mind, spirit type connections and healing. And we've got doctors taking stuff from Trinity School, lay people, and everybody in between. If you go to trinityschool.org, you'll find an amazing array of programs from health coach, certified natural health professional, and a lot in between. There are lectures on demand. These are all empowering to help accelerate your learning about things that you had a long suspicion about natural medicine, if you want to call it that, or the fact that in reality, we don't have to treat any disease to get better. We have to acknowledge that we might be missing certain things that our bodies need. We might have things in them that our body doesn't need. And how do we give the body what it needs and get rid of what it doesn't and watch the miracle of creation do its job as it's designed by God to do? These are the folks, these are the programs that are available to you that we try to bring out all the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And now Ed Zell is going to be doing it with the new network that he's instrumental part of, if not the inspiration for, called Crosstalk News. Crosstalk News, and we have it linked up to this Give, Send, Go if you want to support these next level efforts to bring Ed out to the rest of the world, as he's been with True News for many years, but now has started Crosstalk News. How amazing this is, Ed, as we wrap up this reunion hour with you, my brother.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. And again, we're going to have to hold the reunion so I can actually be in person with you to physically hug you and your beautiful family. This will have to do for now. Don, I'm just going to send a kiss through the phone.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Ed, promise me we can do this again soon.
Yes.
Many times. We're going to bring you on Crosstalk, too, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's funny. We were talking about that. I'm not banned on Crosstalk News, so there.
My friends are always welcome, okay?
That's all, my brother. Thanks, and big hugs to Morgan and all your animals, because you got plenty, and as well as all of our friends back east where you are. We appreciate you. Hugs, love, gratitude for you, and we'll keep the spirit flowing, my friend. Go check it out. Support Crosstalk News and Ed Zoll's new venture, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.